Simply Done, the podcast network.
All right, I'm a little confused. What did you say to Randy exactly?
Randy Gallagher from Phoenix. Do you mind if I become your boyfriend?
So she agreed to be your girlfriend then?
Yes.
Okay.
So we are officially internet boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay, again, I feel like I have to say something here. The term internet girlfriend always raises a red flag for me. So I just hope you looked into this person carefully enough, and I really hope you know what you're doing.
I think I've been on this planet a little bit longer than you have, like about a decade longer. So, I've been around the block a lot more than you have.
So you think you've been around the same block over and over again. You think that means that you're smarter than me on these matters?
Being a WAP, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Look, here's the deal. I want you to be happy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a polite compliment.
Yeah, I want you to be happy.
Yeah, with all the BS I've been going through, I'd like to be happy as well.
I want you to be happy. So if you have somebody that makes you happy, and look, you already told me you checked this girl out. She's the real deal. So what's the problem?
There is no problem. So far, everything's going great.
So you're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For now, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be on Instagram or if we're ever going to meet each other face-to-face. I mean, come on, this is fucking early June, July, August, September. That's another 3 months before I could possibly think of being able to take a trip to see my asshole brother in Phoenix and my best friend out in Phoenix.
Wait, Mole doesn't live in Phoenix. I thought
John D. Not retard fucking Mole. Mole is not my friend.
Okay.
Mole's a scam artist as well as Don. Those are two scam artists. Don't even call them my friends. This is business. Mole being my best friend. Fuck you and him too.
Hey, that's not necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to say fuck you. Because no, Mole never is or was my best friend.
I see that online a lot.
Well, because he thinks he can be my best friend. Because I helped him out because of Don Barris scamming him out of a lot of money when we first met. And he says, you're now my best friend for that. For waking him up one time.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. So you were talking about moving to Arizona.
Yes.
What does Arizona have to do with it? Is this where this girl is?
Yeah, she's in Phoenix.
Okay.
But, you know, and look, about this girl, if she doesn't become a dedicated baptized witness, I got to break it off. Because that's going to be my only girl now. If they're not witnesses, I don't even want to be involved with them.
Huh.
I only want to be a witness. I only want to be with a witness. I only want to be with a witness. I've been with enough non-witnesses that aren't going to be walking into the new system when the end of this wicked system comes. So I only want to be with a witness. Period.
Okay. Well, look, all I'm going to say is I'm happy for you. This relationship is working out for you. I'm legitimately happy for you, and I'm glad
you did
your diligence in researching this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, buddy.
All right.
It's me, Mo, with my old guitar.
Mo, look what I'm wearing.
Oh, look at that.
There he is. Voice. There's the flaming faggot. There's that flaming faggot.
Who are you talking about?
You fucking homo.
Oh, I stick up for you to tell people you're not having a pool party, and this is how you treat me?
Well, you're grabbing your nipples like you think you're a chick.
No, I'm going like this, and if I were you, I would shut my mouth. Don't be rude. Don't talk over people. We've got a lot of people in here. I need you to Say hi to your best friend in the world.
He's not my best friend. Never will be.
Mole, say hi to your best friend.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I don't know you. Well, that's the guy that I did a movie called Windy City Heat with. We got to make Windy City Heat, too.
I understand you got your cameo going.
Yeah, cameo just got started. Yes. Okay.
Sweet. How many people have you done so far?
Nobody.
Good.
Yeah, I've been looking at some of the prices. Like Snoop Dogg's only a couple hundred bucks, but you're $1,000.
You're $1,000.
No,
you're $1,000.
I'm not $1,000. I'm not
$1,000.
$999.
Is that what he's doing, really,
Mole?
Mole, is that what he's doing?
Listen to
me. That's what I'm saying.
Idiot. That's you, Mole. Idiot.
I'm looking at Cameo right here. It has you on there for $999.
That's because I'm not ready yet.
All right, well, why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, why are you yelling at him? All right, everybody get ready. We're about to start the show.
Not yet. Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, whether we like it or... whether the weather's cold, whether the weather's hot, whether we like it or...
Like it or not, stupid.
Whether we like it or don't.
God, what a fucking idiot.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the Podcast. Well, coronavirus day, who knows what the fuck. But we're here not to talk about bullshit or politics. This is a show about pop culture and our personal lives. And we have the other members of the Big Three here today. But I also have the co-host here, looking lovely as always, the beautiful Mary Jane.
Hello. Hello, everyone out there. Don, I think it's time to get right to the show. This might be the best of all time.
We can get to the show in a second.
Come on already. Let me say my take it away.
There's got to be something else we should talk about before the show, before we get into the meat and potatoes.
No, come on, just let me say it already.
No, I'm not going to let you say it.
Take it away!
No, it's not a take it away, because I have to say Mary Jane, and you have to say take it away, or the engineers will not take it away.
What do you have to say before I say it?
I'm not going to tell you because I'm not going to be fooled by that. You think you're funny? You're not that funny there, saucy. I've seen gals like you come and go. Don't pull my hairs. I'm not going to scream, ouch.
Take it away.
Did you hear me say the other thing? I didn't, because I didn't.
I've already talked to the engineers. It can be edited how I want it to.
We do have a big show. We have the Big Three on today. I got to tell you before the show even starts, I have a feeling. It's a gut feeling. We did this Zoom. Mole was at his place. Perry was at his place. I was at my place. Secret location in West Hollywood, California. Mary Jane came by here, right?
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, next week, boy, you had to go back and get the cameras from this, and you did a very nice little piece. Got to play that next week.
Well, you got to let them listen to the show first so they know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, well, anyway, okay, then Mary Jane?
Take it away!
Here in Zoom, the coronavirus has fucked us up pretty bad. Then, of course, we've got to have ridings in L.A. They're in my neighborhood. I've heard nothing but helicopters every single night. The next move, aliens are going to invade the Earth. It's all
going to
be...
Oh, come on, Dan.
What?
There's no aliens.
There's already aliens. Look at the mask. And that's not my freaking house.
Sure looks like it.
Why do you have my daughter on your wall?
Why are there two Scaremasters? Which one's the real
Scaremaster?
That looks like my apartment, but it's not my apartment.
Let's get to the show. Do you mind? You mind scaring?
Can I just say, there's only one way to find out who the real Scaremaster is. We'll hold
up. You're talking
to
me, stupid.
All right. I want to say that today, and this is the thing that I hope this gets out there, because people have made up a big lie. They're saying on June 14th, Perry is having a pool party. And
I'm a little bit upset that I was not invited.
No,
not happening.
No, there's no pool party.
I heard him say it.
You're not, Mole, if I had a party of any sort, number one, it would not be at my house. Number two, you're not invited.
Why wouldn't I be invited? I bring good stuff to the party. I bring good energy. I bring
real
good friends.
You stole my silverware, you jagoff.
I never stole your silverware.
Oh, fuck you.
A lot of people took it. Show's over? Did you almost say show's over?
Show's going to be over.
Really?
Eventually.
Yeah, but not right now. Okay, so here's the deal. We brought in some people.
There's no pool party.
That entered
a contest,
and we have a bunch of people. We'll get to
them.
Dan. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Before we do that, shouldn't we talk about this historic civil unrest that's going on in our country over the death of that poor African American man,
George Floyd.
And how black people have been systematically oppressed by not only the police but by a system of economic inequality in this country?
It's crazy.
That sounds like a good idea, but I would rather have three guys hanging out talking about the ladies. Once again, it's time for a little guy talk.
Oh yeah. It's guy talk. I'm gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
From what I understand, Mole, one of us has a new lady in their life.
Listen, it's not a new... Can I just say it's not a new lady? It's an old lady. Quincy's mad at me because she wants to come out here and stay with us. But look, we got divorced, and
it's not happening.
And
it's not me, but you know what?
I thought you were talking about my ex-wife.
No, I'm very happy to say that there is a lady in Perry's life, right?
Oh. I got a new girlfriend. Thank you.
What's her name?
Her name's Randy Gallagher.
Yep.
Oh, pretty. I like it. She has a guy's name, like Stevie Nicks or Lee Van Cleef.
Look, Randy with an I, not a Y.
Or James Caan.
Who are your favorite?
I've never met a chick named James.
I like I like girls with guys' names like Slapsy Maxie.
Who's this guy?
Who's what guy?
It's a guy with a girl's name. It's a girl with a guy's name.
So tell us a little bit about this new girl, Randy.
She's some chick that I know online from Phoenix. Nice. Very nice, warm-hearted.
May I say something?
Very nice, warm-hearted girl.
It would be very nice for you to have a good woman in your life, because there's nothing better than really a good woman.
True.
And I would love you.
Thank you.
Because he's had enough lousy guys. Let's get a good woman in there.
Exactly. Enough of this bullshit.
Mole, shut your mouth.
What?
You homo?
All right, he's had some great guys. What do you want me to say?
I've never been with a guy, you flaming fag.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Hey!
Mole.
Shut your mouth!
I would like to see a young little Scaremaster running around. Hello, little Perry. Come on.
Oh.
Thanks, Don.
You should have kids that you could still talk to, Scaremaster.
Look, be respectful. Be respectful of my new girlfriend named Randy Gallagher.
Tell us about her. What do you like about her?
She's a very pretty young lady. She's got a nice rack. She's a very sweet woman.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
Have you met her?
Online. I can go to Phoenix when it cools off to see her face to face.
She looked good?
She looks very good.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you get to Phoenix, I don't know what's going to happen.
You sounded like Glenn Campbell there for a second.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Jimmy Webb wrote that. She'll be rising.
Well, anyway, so that's all you have to say about this new lady?
And give me a call.
What else do I need to say about her? We've been talking for a while.
I have questions because if she's gonna go out with my best friend, I want to make sure you're getting the right woman, okay, Scaremaster? Because listen,
number one, I'm not your best friend.
Okay. Number two, you have deviated from finding the best women. You used to date prostitutes when you were addicted to crack cocaine.
Exactly.
True. So I want to make sure that.
Time ago.
Yes, it was.
And I used to also date a lot of porn stars too, not just one or two, but a lot.
Which ones?
Which? I'm not naming them all. I'll name my old neighbor. I'll name my old neighbor Linda, and I'll name Victoria Gibbons.
Linda Johnson, Victoria Gibbons. Who else? I'm
not going down the list. I'm not going down the list.
Wow.
Jasmine St. Clair. Jasmine St. Clair.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy's not a chick, but I know Ron Jeremy.
Are you guys friends?
From the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Speaking of hookers that you were with before, somebody sent me this.
Yeah, that's Linda.
Linda Johnson, I believe.
That's Linda. That was Linda.
And you fucked this girl. You...
Scaremaster, where did you meet her? Did you meet her at your church?
Linda lived upstairs. She was my old neighbor.
How's your church going?
Things with the Kingdom Hall are going very good.
Yeah, you got to be happy.
What do they think of Randy?
They don't know about Randy yet.
Why not?
Because she's in Phoenix, jerky. When she comes to L.A., I'm going to hopefully, I'm talking to her about becoming a Jehovah's Witness, and we're talking about it.
And is she going to do it?
I think so.
How did you convince her to become a Jehovah's Witness?
Well, if she's gonna be my girl, or be my wife, she's gotta eventually become a dedicated baptized witness.
If this is your way of asking Mole and I to be part of your wedding party, the answer is yes.
No, you're not a part of my wedding party.
Why?
That's out of the question.
Why?
Out of the question.
Why?
You're demons. You're a couple of evil demons. You're not my friends. What? You've never been my friends.
We're your best friends.
Well, you know what?
How does a friend come over to my place and start stealing my silverware? You claim that you were doing my dishes, but then I open up my dishwasher and all my tablespoons are fucking gone.
That's a bitch.
Piece of shit. Not one or two, but all of them gone.
Your spoons.
No.
No, you know what happened? You know what happened with that?
Yep. That I won.
Well,
Who was the winner of that chili cook-off?
Everybody was eating chili.
Why did you win? Because it was a scam.
You won.
It was a scam. Because you guys didn't like organically made chili. With organic ground beef, organic.
Sorry, Perry, can I just interrupt real quick, please?
And Don's chili came from
Wendy's. May I please interrupt? Because what we've done, this is supposed to be guide talk, and it might have been one of the worst guide talks we've ever had. I thought with this new girl, three guys sitting around talking about the ladies, I thought it was going to be great.
Yeah.
You really let us down. So that was today's guide talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
And there's no need for you guys to know my new girl. No need.
You know what it was missing? It was missing a pie.
Nice.
What are you drinking? Why do you drink that? Why don't you drink more cola?
Because I'm not going to die drinking your fucking cola. Your cola has killed people. I'm not interested in dying.
Yeah, but that stuff, that's the stuff they use in the Fast and Furious cars. And what about Paul Walker? Paul Walker got killed by that stuff. And his wife, Nancy Walker,
Don,
is never going to get over.
Don, why would you wear a shirt that advertises poison? Enjoy poison.
Because my friend is Mole, and if Mole is sponsoring something, I will do it. Like when people were saying you were having a pool party,
no,
I was
pool
telling
party.
People
if anybody comes to my house that
party.
Day, I'm either not going to be
party?
Here, or they're going to be buying me a new car. That's all.
What?
June 14th, Flag Day, there will be no pool party.
If anybody
at your
comes
place.
To this apartment
I'm
on
I'm
that day, they're going to jail.
Pool party.
Okay. Perry, shut the fuck
jail?
Up. I'm trying to talk, dude. And I asked you not to interrupt me because right now we have some contest winners here today. Mole picked some winners of the essay, Why I Deserve to Be on the Big Three Podcast. And so we have to, why don't you introduce everybody?
Well, why don't let's bring them out here. They can all introduce themselves. Let's bring them out one at a time. Let's see who's on the show. Start the music. We are first up.
Who's on the show?
Come on, everybody. Introduce yourselves.
Why don't, if you want me to introduce, I mean, you could have, like, in the corner are a very lovely lady. You're wondering, oh, who's that hot-tootsie girl?
It's Susie and a bunch of dudes.
As usual, Susie's by herself on her couch in her dark with a bunch of dudes around her. Rafe Stewart is over there. There's Hiroshima Nagasaki.
I scary Perry, Don.
That's the motherfucker that's doing the voicemails.
That's weird. Over here,
that's
Tyler's...
the motherfucker that's doing my voice on those voicemails.
No.
That's gotta be him.
Wrong.
Is that true?
Wrong. Next.
Why is my daughter on your wall? Why?
Okay, Perry, stop talking, or I'm going to put you on mute. Tyler Spies, where are you coming from?
San Diego, California.
That motherfucker, he comes out of
okay,
California.
Okay, Scott Horton.
Sweet.
Yeah. Tyler,
Scott
Tyler,
is?
Tyler, not Scott. Tyler.
Why do you got to call him motherfucker? Oh, okay. All right, well, let's see this. Susie, where are you coming from? Where are you right now?
Detroit, Michigan.
She comes from your hometown, boss.
That, I'm from Michigan,
City
too.
City Mad Lady.
Yeah, she's from your neck of the woods.
So were you glad to be invited to be part of this show, Susie? Mole was the guy that picked you, and he picked everybody else in here.
That's nice of Mole.
Well, it's great to have you guys. You're listen, everybody had such nice things to say. And hey, for anyone who wasn't picked, just remember, there's always the next podcast, and you can come on and join us for those.
Rafe, where are you?
We'll wait for you.
Rafe, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Miles City, Montana.
Montana.
Oh,
whoa. Look at behind you. Look at the pool party going
big,
on at
like
your
a big
place.
Faggot
pool
party
with
a bunch of guys in a jacuzzi.
I'm getting...
Whoa, look at that, you fucking homo.
I'm getting pumped for Perry's flag
There's
day
no
party.
There's no fucking party, you flaming
oh, are
fag.
You? Are you coming to that?
There's... Yeah, I'm
look at
coming
all your
to...
fucking homos. There's no fucking... Then you're buying my new car, you piece of shit.
You please a shit or a piece of shit?
You come to my house, you're going to
okay,
jail.
Okay, Hiroshima,
bitch.
Where are you coming from?
You come to my house, you're going to jail, you bitch.
I'm coming in from Reseda, 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102, 214, Flag Day pool party. Tell everybody.
No, there's no pool Fuckin party on the 14th. Tyler. Where are you coming from?
I told you, San Diego.
I'm sorry.
What part of San Diego?
Oh, I apologize. Fuck me as the host. Scott, where... No, fuck, he's got a lot of tension in him. Leave him alone. Leave Tyler alone. Let's find out where Scott's from.
I'm from Hardy, Arkansas.
Hardy, Arkansas!
Why is that awesome? Why is that funny, Mo?
Because it's like Hardy, Hardy, Arkansas.
In a way, it is.
No, okay. Stop doing drugs.
You remember Lippy the Lion and Hardy, You stop doing drugs. Why don't you stop doing drugs and start talking about the racial inequality in this country that's driving millions of people out on the street to protest peacefully?
Okay.
And they're being lumped in with agitators.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, may I interrupt? I'm sorry, but I think it's time that what we do. There is a letter that I'd like to read. Does anybody have a problem with me reading this letter?
Which, can I guess which letter it is? Is it Q?
No, it's an entire email.
Go ahead, read.
Is it L?
No.
It's
shut
B. up, no. Mole. Let Don
J.
read.
No. Is it M?
Okay. All right.
W.
Let me try to get this out and don't interrupt me. Okay. Dear Big Three, I really enjoyed everything that has been happening with the return of the Big Three together once again. Doing the podcast that thousands of people and I love. So I don't want to write a long letter and take up time. I would prefer to hear the professional comedians make funny right now. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Come on over here. Say hello to everybody. Here's Mary Jane, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, let me get back to this. So I'm writing you just to bring up a couple quick subjects. I've been listening to that Javajo Gypsy twit taunt me, telling me that he's going to find out everything about
that's
me.
That's Huey Craig III.
Where I live. What's my birthday? Well, filth mask.
It's Huey Craig III.
We don't know.
I know who it is.
Can you wait until the end just to see who it is?
Read.
Okay, may I read, please? Okay. Well, filth master, I'm a proud owner of a home in the San Fernando Valley. I was born on May 31st,
so
I'm a Gemini, the symbol of the twin. And you're...
I don't know your email.
You'll have to ask him. And you know my email.
I don't know his email.
What? Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro. I'm sorry words cannot describe the stupidity you're about to see.
He's a punk.
So at this time, I would like everyone to look in their email because I've sent...
Go on.
May I finish what I'm saying? I asked you not to interrupt me. He wants everybody to look in their email. I've sent everybody something that will shock you as much as anything...
My email?
As much as the Italian imbecile has ever done.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. Excuse me, whoever wrote this. The Italian imbecile is taking a long time. There are some pictures in here that I want everybody to see.
Okay. What am I looking at?
All right, look at that thing with a lot of hair on that. Are you looking at it yet, Perry?
Still gotta download. Hugh Craig from Hugh A. Craig email.
Oh, yep, you got the email. Okay. What are you seeing in there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
What is that?
What is this shit?
Yeah.
No.
You don't know what that
is?
That's
my fucking ass.
That's your penis. That's you spreading your...
What?
Yeah, that's you spreading your ass.
What? Shut that off. Shut that off, motherfucker!
What?
Oh, my God.
Hold
oh
on.
My God!
I gotta forward this. I
this
gotta
is
forward
way
this.
Totally fucked up. This is totally fucked up. How the fuck did this guy get this? How the fuck did this get online?
What is
it? How?
Should I continue to read
it?
No.
Why is my private
is
shit
that,
on public line now?
Why'd you take pictures of your?
My
hold
guess
the
is that
fuck
you
on,
somebody. All right, let me read on.
Because I'm having a private conversation with a private person. Now this fucking piece of shit steals what I'm talking to somebody privately? No, it doesn't look like I'm talking.
That doesn't look like
you're
talking.
That's nobody's fucking business. That's a private conversation I'm having with somebody privately.
Mole.
And now it's fucking all over the internet?
He calls us names, but look at the guys putting pictures of his duty shoes on the computer.
Fuck you, you fucking faggot.
How about that little puddle of semen?
Oh, God.
Can I finish the letter?
Fuck the letter. Fuck
Why
the
did
letter.
You do that,
fuck the letter. The show's over.
May I please?
Okay, the show is fucking done.
No, it isn't. You can't
fuck
end
you.
The show now.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucked up show.
Let me just
show.
Finish the letter.
Fuck
we'll
that motherfucking prick. That fucking thief that steals shit from my page. When I'm talking to somebody privately. That's my genitals and my private matters, and that's my private stuff. That's not
that's
supposed to
talk.
Be on fucking public fucking
oh.
internet. You fucking goddamn...
Do you mind if I finish this and then I'll give you my thoughts, please?
You motherfucker.
Do you mind? Okay. I don't think that this photo shoot will make your famous model uncle Antonio Corsi very
How
proud.
How dare you bring up his
while
name?
While you try to follow in his shoes.
He
I'm
was
reading
the first
the letter.
Male model.
Your uncle was a world-class model, and this is just trashy smut.
That's not for public.
Oh, listen to this. Perry has sent these works of art to a girl by the name of Randy Gallagher.
That's between Randy and I!
Oh.
And I give the old slime master big props because he really knows how to make a first impression.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Cool.
Oh, you fucking prick. Again,
hey,
it's
master.
No one else's business.
May I finish
yes.
the letter, please?
Finish it, motherfucker.
Your fan, computer hacker, and former business associate, UA Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. P.S. Oh, by the way, Perry has never denied being gay, though.
Oh, I'm gay, That's and I'm talking to a chick named Randy Gallagher, and Randy and I are starting a fucking relationship.
Is that how you start relationships?
She requested what you see on your fucking computer,
Hot,
you're getting
you
the
mean?
Whole fucking world to see.
She requested a picture of your duty?
She requested my privates. And I also want to know how you got those pictures.
How did I get them? It was
yeah.
sent to me from Huey Craig III.
By Huey
he
Craig.
He sent them to you, too.
Yeah.
Hey, can I read some of the things that Perry has said to her?
Sure.
Mind your business what I've
All
said
right.
to her.
Right. Well, we've already seen what you've shown her.
Her name was Kathy from Hungary. She always liked to lick the... Let me start this one again. She always liked to lick the hairs around my asshole, like being tickled like a feather.
Oh, Scaremaster.
Oh, God.
Very poetic.
Oh, no.
Is that poetry?
Randy, I'm on the toilet
That's none
right
of
now.
Your business, you fucks.
When will you play
oh
tongue
God.
Hockey with my dick?
More private
Good line.
Shit that you're getting
Good
out
line.
There. Nobody's business.
Good line.
But mine.
Susie, do these lines do anything to you? Are these pretty hot? I'm asking... No, okay. Here's another thing. If you were
Thank
here,
you.
You'd be on your back, your legs spread what? Wide, then I would tongue licking your feet up your legs.
No.
Then your pussy.
No.
Until I get to your tits, or I might start at your tits and then go the opposite direction until I fuck
Stop
you.
Stop reading
how
this
do you
right now.
How do you decide which side you're going to start on? Just dealer's
start
choice.
Start reading
I'm having,
this
I'm
right
having
now.
A problem.
Stop now.
Let me get hard again. Okay, that's a good line. That's a good
All
one.
Right. You don't really
what
have to
business?
Tell her that. I mean,
here's how long my dick gets.
Wait a second. When he said, I'm having a problem. Remember when he said, I had a problem with some guy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know,
you got the same
I'm
kind
done
of
with
the
show. Show's over.
Hey, I want to know this. What do your elders think about this girl and what you say to her?
They don't know about her anymore. Not yet. And, you know, if you're going to keep reading this shit online, everybody's going to know.
Well, everyone knows now.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't send your cock pictures to people.
I'm not doing that shit ever again.
You said that the
well,
last time.
You know what?
You
the long time ago ordeal was a totally different
yeah.
situation. This
no, that was
this,
like about a month
this
ago.
Is fucking 100% private. This was 100% private, and that fucking faggot punk, UA Greg III, needs his ass kicked.
Yeah, but Scaremaster, you know, he wouldn't really have anything to send out there if you weren't taking pictures of your turd cutter and putting them on
Shut
the internet.
Shut your faggot mouth, Mole.
I'm not the one with the camera behind me going like, hey, everybody, look at my tushy.
All right, here's a line that I think everybody's going to like.
This is a woman, bitches.
Okay, we'll see about that. All right, listen to this and tell me if this isn't a great line that guys could use. And Susie, if I see you smiling, I know you like it. But here's a line. This is what Perry sent to Randy. Do you see the cum I made for you, Randy?
Oh.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Oh my fucking God. I don't need to hear any more. The show's over. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I'm so embarrassed.
You're all
it's
disgusting
like
pricks. Goodbye.
What do we do?
Show's over.
What do
show's
we do?
Over.
Perry.
Show's
no,
over.
No, you know it isn't. Well, you know
How's
what?
That?
Well,
this
there
is
goes
disgusting.
You know what?
She's to become
I'll
my girlfriend. And I'm not dealing with you guys ever again. Show's over.
Oh. Scaremaster, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. I just want as a guy. If okay, you say you want to have a relationship with this young lady,
yes.
Randy. Okay, you say you're pursuing it. She's in Phoenix, and you would like to pursue that. You guys haven't met yet.
Face to face, not
you're
yet.
Trying to find some. Right, you're trying to find a way that you guys can connect. Now. So you send her pictures of your duty shoot and your ding dong
that she requested.
Okay. But how did she request them? Did she say take a picture of your pooper?
This is private talk. I don't need to tell you how did she request them.
You want some private talk? Here's some private talk. I'm having a problem. Let me get hard again.
Yeah, my dick sometimes doesn't work, so fuck you. I might have to get some of
those
pills.
You know why? Probably, you know what?
Does anybody have any...
You know why, maybe?
When I get married.
I was going to say, does anybody have any...
Not before.
Does anybody have any questions? Shut up, Perry. I'm talking. Does anybody have any questions for Perry right now?
I bet they do. Let the fans...
I'm not getting questioned. I'm not being questioned about this. It's too wrong.
Does anybody have...
Well, they can ask... Ask Dan and I, and we'll try to answer.
Okay, we'll respond as Perry.
Rafe, do you have any questions?
I want to know where Perry learned his pickup lines from.
Yeah,
really good.
And you're classy as fuck. And you're really showing your religious beliefs by doing this, too. So don't judge anybody else.
What about Tyler?
You know what,
Don?
Go fuck yourself.
No, fuck yourself.
It was private. It was not supposed to be public.
Okay, maybe the thing, instead of blaming me, maybe you should stop sending pictures of your dick and your ass
to anybody.
To people that you
to
don't
anybody.
Know. Yeah. I'd like to meet this girl and see what she felt about him when she received that.
The last time it was a fucking scam with you. This time it was a real girl.
What are you talking about, a scam with me?
Oh, don't you remember those two broads that you had over here from, I guess... Las Vegas, and you claim to get them both fucking pregnant on me, and then you were saying that you got a couple of children, one from each of them. Remember that, Don?
I have a few children. I'm not ashamed of it.
I have a daughter that I would love to have a relationship with. Yeah, I had problems.
Well, can I give you some advice? Don't send her any pictures like that. A little bit of advice.
Excellent advice, Mole. Excellent advice.
Scaremaster, how would you feel if someone sent those to your
daughter? I would be appalled and embarrassed.
No. Not of your stuff. Like if it was a guy who wanted to date her.
Well, she's married
and
she's already got
a
husband. She's very happily married. So I don't think she would.
Did he send her pictures?
Let me just ask you this. Let's say Scott Horton met your daughter. And Scott, started thinking, oh, I like this chick.
That would never happen. Click. She's a married woman.
You don't know that.
She's got
Scott's
a fucking
a pervert,
husband.
Man. Yeah, but Scott's out of his fucking mind.
My child has got a husband, and she's got a baby with that husband. I would love to meet my grandchild. I'd love to meet my son-in-law.
Uh-oh, where'd Mole go?
I'm here.
Okay, can't see you.
Anybody... Quincy, stay over there. Stay over there. Quincy's messing with the computer. I'm still
at Quincy's place.
Okay, then let's...
I'm at his house, dude. I'm at his house.
Can we...
He wants to say something.
All right, I'm getting things from people online. They're wondering about the pool party, and I'm...
There is no fucking pool party!
Who said that?
Hey, Hiroshima, Nagasaki! You want to go to prison? Good, because if you want to go to... If you want to go to prison, then come over. Otherwise, you have a brain. There's no fucking pool party.
There is a pool party.
Get my fucking daughter and Justin Bieber off your fucking wall, as well as my license plate.
Okay. Then come over, 7722 Rashida Boulevard.
Okay, everybody, let's look at your monitors right now.
Faggot.
WJM-TV did a story about your pool party, and... Can we play that right now? Can we play that? Everybody look at your monitors, okay?
Oh, you got me. It's not that. That's...
Are you watching, Perry?
That's Hannity. Shut that off. That's Hannity.
Watch it, Perry.
Welcome to Hannity. All right. Just breaking as we speak tonight. Well, we call him creepy and crazy for a reason. Well, now he's facing a second accusation of inappropriate pornographic selfies. Now, of course, this did not stop Harry from having a huge, big, boozy pool party with some of his friends in the media.
Fuck you, Harry!
I guess my invitation got lost in the mail. Amazing. Watch this.
Don, it's Perry. It's 12:04 my time, which also makes it 12:04 your time. Now, I'm sitting here in this quarantine bullshit, and I'm thinking, I know people want to have a pool party at my place.
Oh.
And, yeah,
talking
I know.
About me
I've
having a pool party
in the past, but
that's
you
not
know
my
what?
Voice.
Fuck it. I'm having a pool party. Since this whole quarantine is a government scam anyway,
liar.
I'm not waiting. We're doing it now. June 14th, a.k.a. Flag Day. Flag Day pool party, okay? I want you and Mole and all the fans over here. No curfew. This party is gonna go all night, so prepare to get arrested, okay? It's gonna be a real rager. Oh, one thing. If you're gonna lay down in my bed, kindly take your shoes off, because I don't want to get footprints on my sheets, please. All right. Have a good day. Open it your last. Ciao.
He really is a dumb jackass.
Was this on Fox News or just on the internet?
Harry.
Because I don't think it was on Fox News.
Do you understand how wonderful it is that Sean Hannity's paid attention to you at all?
That's not my fucking voice.
I don't think it is either.
It sounds like Hiroshima Nagasaki's voice.
So is there a pool party? There's not a pool party.
There's no fucking pool party. Hannity doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's lying.
Well, he's getting a divorce after 27 years.
I don't know.
So he must know
that.
Something.
And that's his problem.
Well, apparently you're partially
the blame. That's his problem, not mine.
Because his wife got pictures of a poop shoot.
Okay, well, I think that we've proven there is no pool party. Nothing is going on with the pool party,
no
correct?
No pool party.
Which Scaremaster is throwing the pool party?
Sean Hannity's throwing a pool party. I'm not throwing a pool party.
What are you holding on for?
I got a new video here that I'm going to try to play.
Holding on for life.
Hold on.
You're going to play a video?
Hold on.
We can't see your video.
I didn't play it. I didn't play it right before, but I'm going to play it now. Hold on.
What is this video?
Is it rap?
It's a Hannity video. Hold on. Says Hannity Flag Day. Hold on.
Hey, can I just go hang out with Susie in the other room?
If you want to. Susie looks good.
I don't know how Zoom works.
I can tell
Shut
you
Shut up. Watch the video.
All right, we'll start with the one secret audio recording heard around the newsrooms all around the country. Conspiracy TV, MSNBC, and CNN, and all the likes of them. Private conversation recorded between Tom Brennan and his client Perry.
Oh,
last
God.
Night it was released. Let's just play it for you ourselves.
In downtown Palm Springs, well, there was one time I dropped a load in my shorts while I was in downtown, and I was guilty of it, being, you know, a human turd right
not
there.
Like that.
But I picked the turd up, walked around the corner, walked
That's
into Haagen-Dazs. Everybody knew me there.
That.
So, I mean,
That's
everybody knew
shitty.
Me and stuff. Saw the manager, and he pointed at the bathroom door, and I just walked in, threw it in the toilet, took a bigger shit while I was in the bathroom, and then thanked him and left.
The pervert walking around with crap in his pants showing people.
Oh, God.
Really? We need Mr. Pervert judging other people?
Kennedy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's lying.
Scaremaster, now in there, you talked about an incident that happened where you picked up a piece of shit that you crapped out and you took it into a Baskin Robbins.
What are you talking about? That was years ago.
And what you just... Right, but you just talked about it in the WJM-TV report, Sean Hannity.
Who, wait a second.
You kicked that out poop in the street, and then you took it to Haagen-Dazs?
It wasn't Baskin-Robbins, I'm sorry.
That's not me shitting.
But you admit that you shit outside Haagen-Dazs.
It was a long time ago. It was right after my near-death auto accident.
Why'd you kick it in the street and then pick it up? Why didn't you just leave it in the street after you kicked it in the street?
That's not me.
We're not talking about that.
Whoever's got this this computer graph of me taking a dump on the side of Hannity on the camera, that was not me. God.
So you're saying that voice was done by a computerized voice manipulator?
Yes, yes.
Did you see the second video, yes or no, Perry?
I saw the second video on the computer, okay. Yes. But let me finish. What happened when I shit my pants, that was in Palm Springs a long time ago, back in the early 80s. And yes, I felt guilty of doing it. I felt guilty of kicking a turd out to the street. I felt guilty of picking it up and bringing it into Haagen-Dazs and then going in, running into the bathroom to drop it in the toilet, washing my hands, taking the shit, and then washing my hands again, and then leaving. That I'm guiltier than shit over, and I failed.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
What you just said.
I didn't like seeing that I dropped a turd in the street. I didn't like seeing that's a human turd. It didn't look like a dog shit there. I thought I could make it look like a dog shit by kicking the turd into the street, but no.
Is somebody talking about duty? Mr. Oz, come here. I got to show you this picture. Hold on a second. Look at this. Oh, my word. Is that Scaremaster's? Is that his tush? Yeah, he took a picture of it and sent it to a lady.
Stop staring at my ass, you flaming faggots.
Hold the phone. God. All right. Hello. Can you hear me?
The last time.
Hello.
Look, I'm done.
Petty. Listen, may I speak for a moment? Hello, Petty. Listen, I've been worried sick about Petty.
Why?
How are you worried sick about me?
First of all, I would like to congratulate him.
All you want to do is dream of me being Tom. And raping me like you raped Tom. You're the fucking homo that wishes you could have me like you did what you did to Tom. It's never going to happen. And it's never going to happen to Tom ever again either.
Well,
I say never.
You only live twice. Hold on. May I speak, please?
Go ahead, you fuck.
I've been concerned about you because I know you haven't been working lately. And I want you, as the person who I know to be unbelievably talented, one of the most talented unused properties in all of Hollywood,
absolutely,
I would like to see you
working. I would like that also.
And I'm sorry, but I would like to see you on stage, on the screen. I would like to hear in concert.
You want to fund it? You want to get it going?
Yes, for a start. For a start, yes. But honestly, Petty, in the here and now, I'm having a bit of a problem selling you, because now I'm hearing that you're sending out pictures of your tushy hole. Is this true? Petty,
yeah,
I have a question. May I ask you a question?
That was to my girlfriend, you fucking faggots!
Understood. May I ask you a question? Would you be willing to sit for a portrait?
Fuck you!
Just to really capture.
Fuck off, motherfucker! Fuck you!
All right. Now, all right. Relax.
That's how I say no.
Could have just said no.
Just say no. All right.
I'm
may
not
I ask you another
gay.
Question, please? Understood. Let me ask you a question. I was listening all about that incident in Palm Springs where you moved your bowels. And I, for one, have total sympathy for you. That is an embarrassing thing to have happen. You clearly had some loose stools, and that happens, true?
Sometimes.
Yes. Listen, it could happen
Thank
to
you.
The best of us. You're jumping about. Anything's happening. You eat a lot of fiber. Something happens. You're on a trampoline at a children's party.
Right.
Anything could happen. A loose stool is always a threat. But, Petty, what happened to you is a human experience.
Yes.
And it was a long time ago. All right?
Yes.
And I don't think people should hold that against you. In fact, the only way I feel I can describe what really happened to you in a human sense is through song. Song, do a song.
Oh my God. I don't want
yeah.
We don't need a song. We don't need a gay song.
How do you know it's gonna be gay?
It's always gay. It's John Quincy Adams.
Let him play this song.
All right, let me do this. Let me step into the booth. Is that better? Can you hear me better? All right. I want this to be crystal clear. Let's begin. That's right. Let's do this street style. That's where you stare at one another whilst you do it. Petty lived in Palm Springs with his mother. He made that woman's life a living hell.
Fuck you.
That's why she left everything
to his
brother. Brian LeBrant didn't have Petty's awful smell. That's right, a poo. Petty was making poo nearly constantly. Then one fine day he made a poop for everyone to see. He kicked it into the street. He took that hot turd to the Häagen-Dazs.
A long time ago.
Back then you could find those everywhere. Wherever people were eating ice cream together, Betty took his hard load there. Duke! Petty walked into a place of business with a handful of Duke. Everybody looked at Petty and tried not to puke.
Oh,
just kick
God.
It into the, kick it into the,
oh,
kick it into the.
Oh,
you made a dishonorable discharge. Kick it into the street. Come on, Petty, just kick it into the. Oh, and look who it is. It's the Nicholas.
You don't need those Nicholas faggots
there.
Those
short shorts and tank tops and what's that name? Oh, those brownies. Oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, look, they're corporate fire.
Fucking
horrible. Oh, and they're spreading it on themselves and each other. Oh.
Oh, stay away from... All right, come over here. Yes. Judy! Betty put a brown stain on society.
Long time ago.
And that is why they call the town cathedral shitty, because it kicked it into the... Kick it into the street. You made a big butt brownie, Betty. Oh, it's only natural. Kick it into the street. Come on, Betty, just kick it into the... Kick it into... No more duties, no. No more duties, no. All right, a couple more duties. Let's kick it into the street. Everybody, kick your duties. Everybody's kicking duties now. Yes, Nicholas Brothers, kick that duty around. Yes. It's like a hacky sack. Yes, look at you two. Kick it into the street. Yes, kick that foot. Come on, Betty, kick your poop. Yes, just kick it into the... Is everybody making... Everybody kicking their duties? All across America, yes. We're kicking into the... Kicking our duties. We're just kicking them... Kicking them, we're kicking our duties into the street.
Disgusting.
Oh, how many duties must be kicked?
Disgusting.
Yes, that's kicking it into the
street. And that was a long time ago, too.
That was excellent, duties. Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's still an excellent
and
song.
Thoughts, everyone.
Thoughts.
I thought the song was excellent. Huey Craig sent me some lines of Perry's that he uses. Can I read one
to
you?
Tell me what
you think of this. Honey, my shorts are off. This is my dick.
Whoa.
Knock it off,
I can't
Don.
Find it. Why? Because I just went... I'm just reading what you said.
Why?
Like one
why
more and then this will be the
it?
Last
I need
one.
To know. I must know. Why couldn't he find it?
Because he said he just went pee. All right. Let me read one more. Excuse me. My private parts don't work for me. I guess after 2009, when I last had sex with an encounter with Linda Johnson, before I dropped her off at LAX so she can go back to Florida to be with her family, my dick called
That's
it
right.
quits right after that.
That's right.
Sorry, ladies. It's all over.
Thankfully, all your butthole is still open for business.
No, it's not. Not for you, you faggot. Not for you, faggot.
That's not what that picture said.
And by the way,
that's not what that picture said.
I'm done with Mr. Adams.
I think somebody.
All right. May I say
you said that?
May I say one thing?
You're spreading me in my private parts too strongly online for everybody around the world to see me.
I had nothing to do with it.
You had nothing to do with it, but you're broadcasting it.
All right.
And you're showing everybody about it.
I'm talking about it because it's news. And how can you not
poetry.
When you read
That's
poetry,
not poetry
like this?
That's embarrassing.
One more line.
Oh,
one
this
more
isn't
line.
Poetry?
That's embarrassing.
I'll ask. All right, this is my favorite.
That's
Do you
embarrassing.
See the cum I made for you, Randy?
You're sick. You're sick.
That's,
you're disgusting,
that's fucking poetry. That's poetry, Perry.
May I ask what...
You
How
like
does that
it.
Make
you
me
like
a
it.
Fag?
You want it.
Go ahead, Mr. Adams.
Could we do this? Could we stop talking about these nefarious emails and these pictures for just a moment? Because they're making Perry uncomfortable.
Sure.
Can we stop it
Thank
for one
you.
Moment?
Yes.
May I ask another
Thank
question?
You.
Perry,
yes.
Perry, I had
Go
heard,
ahead.
Now tell me if I'm right or wrong. I had heard that you were throwing a Flag Day pool party.
No pool party. My God!
All right, I don't know how to get this across.
Saying I'm having a pool party.
There's no.
All right, well,
fuck you.
It's his first time that he said it.
Online.
He's just asking.
There's
you.
No party.
Yeah, but
here.
Maybe he hasn't heard you. Maybe he hasn't heard
you.
No,
you're
maybe
full
he
of
didn't
shit.
Hear it till
May
right now.
Now you hear it. There's
May
no
I tell you...
fucking pool
all right,
party.
All right. No need to yell. No need to yell.
Unless you
want to
buy me a new fucking car.
I was only asked.
You want to buy me a new fucking car?
Maybe.
Mr. Adams.
Yes?
Real quick, how's this sound?
That's a fucking computer graph.
When would you like to play tongue hockey with my dick.
Now, I'd like to move past that for a moment. I only asked about the pool party.
It's not happening.
Because I wanted to, the only reason I asked is because I wanted to bring my pet elephant.
Shut up.
Do you know why I wanted to bring my pet elephant to a pool party? Do you know why?
What's your elephant's name, Mr. Adams?
Jumbo Jr. Does anyone know why I wanted to bring my elephant to the pool party? Are you? Because he already had his trunks. That's right.
So
that's
stupid.
All right, listen, I'll leave you to it. I'm going to go to the other room. May I take picture of Perry's bunghole with me? Sure, here, take it. I'm going to blow this up into a
destroy it.
All right, have fun.
It's not
Randy,
to your eyes.
I'm on the toilet right
destroy
now.
Destroy it. This is going to be the last fucking show.
If I'm going to be disgusted
and demoralized like this, this is the last fucking time I'm dealing with any of you guys. This is the last fucking show. I can't even deal with somebody privately online. No.
Maybe it's time you listen when people tell you, don't take pictures of your cock because it's going to come back to Don. Because it always does. You're so
this
fucking
time it's
stupid.
A real
and
fucking
quit taking
girl,
your anger
though.
Out at Mole and I.
How do you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll right. see. Honey, my shorts are off. This is my dick. I can't find it. Why? Because I just went pee.
Oh, it's fun like you do like a back and forth dialogue. Why? I'll tell you why.
So what?
I see that Perry is getting a little upset, and maybe we've gone for quite some time.
Can
in
I
here.
Say this?
So maybe
I
it's time to wrap things.
Be upset, okay? I'm happy that he found somebody.
I am too. I've never been happier.
Hannity is calling me a dumb jackass. It's not me doing this fucking stupid voiceover, fucking asshole. That's not even my voice.
Can you have milk chocolate with your lactose intolerance?
All right, before we say goodbye today, before we give out our social media, what'd you have to say, Mole? Go ahead.
I there's just so much stuff that's been happening that I don't know if we can really envision what's been happening with our country not apologizing for the original sin of slavery and stealing this land from the natives, but also what's going on with Scaremaster and Randy Gallagher. So I think the only way we can really do that is with something we call mole play.
Yeah, you know what? I was just going to say probably the best thing before we get to everybody giving their social media, let's do one last thing here. It's a little thing that was one time voted the best thing about the Big Three podcast. Oh. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, Mole.
Okay.
What's going on in today's mole play?
Okay, in today's mole play, we are going to fast forward to a time where everyone's looking forward to. Coronavirus is all gone, and racism has been erased.
That would be nice.
But the big story for the Big Three is that today, Scaremaster is not only going to meet Randy Gallagher, he's going to meet Randy Gallagher's family in Phoenix. So we arrive at the Phoenix Airport. We arrive at the Phoenix Airport where Scaremaster, played by Scaremaster, is going to meet Randy Gallagher, played by Dan, and her family, played by the fans. Ready, mole play.
I'm wondering what...
Scaremaster walks to the terminal.
Perry, it's me. It's Randy Gallagher.
Look. Hi, honey. Nice to meet you.
Smell my fingers. Smell my fingers. Yeah, guess where my fingers have been.
I can smell your fingers from 6 feet away. They smell like they were up your asshole. You disgusting.
Can I introduce
slob.
You to my family?
Let me meet your family, please.
This is my brother, Mole Gallagher.
Hey.
Mole, this is the guy, the one that said, here's how long my dick gets.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the one.
Meet
some other family members.
All right, this is my cousin Rafe, the one that I've told you about. He's the one that
Rafe Gallagher.
He really liked your line of, do you see the cum? I made it for you, Randy.
You're disgusting.
All right, I'm just telling you what he liked. Say hi to Rafe.
Welcome to the family.
Pleasure to meet you.
Perry, say hi to Rafe.
Nice to meet you, Perry.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Now I want you to stay away from my sister because she's beautiful. I don't want you trying to kiss her. I want you all
Which
for myself.
One is this?
This is Susie.
Oh, Susie MILF.
Susie Gallagher.
Susie MILF.
Hey, Perry.
Susie Gallagher.
Susie MILF, how are you, kid?
Is that funny to you? All right, here's my
nice to
Uncle
meet you,
Scott.
Susie.
Uncle Scott, can you meet my new boyfriend, Perry? He's the one that I told you about.
Hey, Scott.
He's the one that
nice
said,
to meet you, Perry.
Uncle,
pleasure to meet you, Scott. Welcome to the family.
Uncle Scott, he's the one that said to me, I'm having a problem. Let me get it hard again.
Listen, you don't need to mention these things any longer.
But honey, we all think they're cute.
They're not cute. It's private.
Hey, let me.
It's between you
can
and
I
me and
bury
you
my...
me only. It's private.
Hey, Scaremaster, can I bury my face in that beautiful hair in your ass?
Later. Mm. Later.
Okay. Okay.
They talk about what they're going to do back at the hotel.
I want to talk to my friend Scary Perry over here. Scary Perry, this is Scary Perry over here. Hero, you're on.
That's not Scary Perry. That's not me.
It's Scary Perry Gallagher.
Hey. That's not me.
What?
There's no fucking pool party, you jag-offs!
You just said there is.
Fuck!
All right.
My God, there's no fucking pool party! If you want to go to jail, fine!
On January, June 14th.
Here's my aunt who recently had a sex change and now is known as Tyler. Hey, here, Aunt Tyler.
Okay.
Say hi to my new boyfriend.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's nice meeting Perry. Nice fedora. Nice to put a face to an asshole.
It's not for your eyes either.
Can I blow you in front of my family?
No.
Honey?
Perry says yes.
Honey? Can I start sucking
you? The whole family wants to see it.
Stop being so immoral. My God.
I'm immoral. You send pictures of your dick and your fucking asshole. And I'm immoral. Stop going to that fucking bullshit. I'm immoral.
Goodbye.
Not yet.
Good fucking bye.
Here comes the Phoenix Airport Police. Here comes the Phoenix Airport Police. And that's Moplane.
Moplane, let's play Moplane. Moplane, let's play Moplane.
This is the last show. The big three is over. There's no longer a big three. Yeah.
What did I do?
I've heard this before. I really have. I've heard it a bunch. Listen,
you don't fucking pay me enough money to fucking do this fucking
show. Shut your fucking mouth.
Fuck you, you homo. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I don't send my dick pic to dudes.
It's none of your fucking business. Oh, but you got this faggot named fucking U.A. Greg III that likes to fucking hear every fucking thing I do and say.
Perry, I know nothing about him. You must have pissed him off. That's what's going on.
Bullshit.
Don't blame me. Don't blame Maul.
He's involved
blame
in
Rafe.
Your life
blame
as
Rafe.
Well as he's involved in mine.
So let's go around. God. Let's say goodbye to everybody. I want to say to everybody that got
goodbye.
A chance to join in, wait until you give your social media.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Can I ask a question? Scaremaster, how does that shop back behind you work for you? Pretty good?
Can you?
Long enough? Why?
How long you had it?
Yes.
Is it a wet dry vacuum? Nice. You ever use it to like do like wet jobs and stuff?
Do you ever take it to suck up the semen on your belly once you've come and take a picture of it?
Oh.
No need? You just wipe that on the couch?
You're sick.
Okay, I'm sick. Let's say goodbye to everybody. Susie, do you have some social media you could give to everybody?
I'm just on Facebook, Susie Hill.
Okay.
Not just on Facebook. She's the best part about Facebook.
Good for you.
Thank you, Moa.
Thank you.
Okay, Tyler, do you have some social media you'd like to give? Anything you'd like to say? Did you have fun today, Tyler?
Yeah. Oh, I had a blast. Perry is my favorite person ever. And
thank you.
Glad to be part of the show.
Thank you.
No social media. Perry.
Thank you. That was a very respectful.
Try to guess who in this room at one time had a tweet that said, "My private parts don't work for me." Take a guess who it was.
Howard Stern.
Business.
Ron Jeremy.
Nope, it was Perry. Okay, let's see here. We got Susie. Rafe, would you like to give out your social media? By the way, Rafe, you are a talented man, I can just tell. Thank you for being you. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Don. I think in times of misinformation like this, it's important we all have a...
Yeah, and thank you for putting up that faggot photo.
Perry, I'm still confused. Whether there's a pool party or not, I don't even know which one's the real Perry here.
There's not a fucking pool party!
I'm having a problem! Let me get it hard
again.
You
just said there was!
That's from here. It's a pool.
There's no fucking pool party!
Thank you, Rafe. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. Have we gone to Scott Horton? Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I'm just on Facebook as well. Scott Horton.
Do you want to say anything to anybody?
Yeah, I had a question for Perry.
Okay, Perry.
Did you shave your asshole like the rest of your body?
No, that's as hairy as fuck. Look at the picture.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
How am I going to shave my asshole?
I don't know.
Why would I shave my asshole? I'm not a faggot.
Why would you take a picture of it?
I had a girlfriend that wanted to see what it looked like. She wanted a photo.
Why would
it wasn't for a guy named Huey Greg III to fucking hack into and then give it to you guys to spread all over the
fucking planet. It's not called the Big Three Podcast. It's simply Don
the Podcast.
Episode number 260.
Oh, that's even a dumber show.
What have you ever done?
That's even a dumber show.
Well.
What do I need to do? I don't want to be on this show anymore.
That's going to promote your cameo.
Here's what I've done. Here's what I've done. I've done a movie called Windy City Heat, and I'm going to be doing another show with a gentleman by the name of Tom Brennan called The
Her
Scary
name was
Bears
Kathy.
And Tom
Her name
B
was Kathy.
Show
on Her name YouTube was Kathy from
without
Hungary.
All this immoral
she used
bullshit.
To lick the hairs around my asshole like being tickled with a feather. Don't. These are your immoral lines.
Fuck you.
So don't.
Well, because it was private to a private girl on my site. Why is my fucking computer
Where do you think Kathy is now?
I don't know.
Does anybody have any other questions? I want to get your social media more.
Wait, was Kathy's name Kathleen Johnson? Because that would be the same one as Bushwick Bill.
No, it's not Kathleen Johnson.
All right. It's an old ghetto boys thing.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions before we wrap it up?
Yeah. When will America finally confront its long national nightmare of inequality towards people of color? When will we one day look people look in the mirror and answer
for our sin of
slavery?
When will you immoral faggots stop killing people with your poison?
We're
I'll tell you when that'll happen. When I tell you when the justice will happen. when someone that can claim that everyone else is immoral but them, and to prove it, they throw lines like, honey, my shorts are off. This is my dick.
Because it's private. It's a private conversation to a private woman. Oh, she's no longer private. It's all over the fucking world, all over the fucking internet. Now, because it's got been hacked by a fucking prick named Huey Craig III. Sent to you, you fucking asshole. Hold Reed on the show.
Next week, I'm going to Arizona.
Like, hey, did she, did she send you pictures of her tushy?
Yeah, I saw photos of her.
We didn't see it.
That's weird.
Wait a minute. So somebody sent you a picture of a naked woman, and you know that this person that asked you to spread your ass cheeks apart so that you get a close-up of your asshole, that girl, that a lot of girls get into that. A lot. Susie, how many times have you done that to somebody?
Zero times.
Okay, Mole. If somebody
wanted to get second base.
In touch with you on the social media, how would they go about that?
I'm not
First off, don't ask me for pictures like that because it's not happening. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Walter Malinsky, and also check me out on VoteMole2020.org, where you can find out all about the plans we have to end the economic and social inequities in this country. Thank you. Thank you. And you know this? Look at this. I've got Tic Tacs in my hat.
Hey, did Hiroshima Nagasaki get a chance to give his social media or say goodbye?
No, not yet, Don. I like to say my social media, scaryperry818@grindr.com.
That's my fucking
come
daughter.
To my pool party on June
14th. My license plate in the background.
7722.
It's not at my house.
It's
not my house. There's not a pool party here, you fucking homo.
Dudes only.
There's no pool party.
You see the cum I made for you,
Randy?
Okay, Perry, did you have social media or did you want to say anything?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm now on Cameo at Perry Caravello on Cameo.
I thought you said that you didn't get that together, Scaremaster.
Patreon is coming soon. Okay? And I'm also on Instagram and Twitter at Scary Perry WHC, Windy City Heat.
And you're also on the internet with those pictures of your tushy.
Well, Scary Perry at Scary Perry WCH on Instagram and Twitter. Where can I get in touch with Huey Craig III so I can sue his fucking ass?
Hey, dope boy, didn't you get his email address?
I don't know his email address.
Okay, look at the email that he sent to you, and I'll bet you that's his email. We got your social media, didn't we, Tyler?
I'm going to get
him.
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Who cares? Come here, Mary Jane, say goodbye to everybody.
Who cares?
Give your social media.
Hello.
Be close.
Hello. My name is Mary Jane.
Hi.
And I'm a girl on Instagram, A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE.
Stop doing the stupid voice.
And for Twitter, after the A with the circle, please remove the THE. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Yeah, how do you know?
You don't need to wear a mask when you're with Don.
Hey, Mary Jane. Mary Jane.
Well, maybe you got
the
virus.
What does this do for you?
Or she's got the
virus. Here's how long my dick gets.
I just heard blah, 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 dee doo.
Okay. Well, listen, it was a fun show. We'll be back next week with Perry.
Disgusting.
Okay, that's one man's opinion.
This is the last show.
No, it's not true. Very soon, I should remind people, coming out on the website, the Big Three Premium Membership, We've got lots of things that nobody's ever seen before.
You know, one thing that's not going
to be my button. Better not be my private part.
Yeah, because everyone's already seen those.
Better not be my privates.
You don't want to oversaturate the market.
It's disgusting.
Everybody's seen that, Perry. What were you saying, Mole?
Say hi to Randy Gallagher for us, Scaremaster.
She's in trouble.
I'm going out to Arizona next week. You want to go out there and try to meet this girl, Mole?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Don't you fucking dare.
But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Everybody.
So I think if we walk away from there with two things, the image of Perry's asshole bent over, and the fact there's not going to be a pool party on June 14th. So do not come out to Reseda, California for a pool party, because there's not going to be one.
Who cares, Don? The real importance is, if you're a betting man, you should go right to the lottery or wherever the track is and bet these numbers for this. 888. You had 888 different t-shirts in 888 days today.
That's very true. So you think that I should go out and use the number 8 and make some bets? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Has anyone ever told you that even in your casual outfit you look pretty?
It's called a casual costume, and now is when it would be relevant to tell everyone that after that what you heard today, Mary Jane had to go and retrieve a camera from Perry's house. And let me just say, I was met at the door with, "I need to talk to you. Not here. Inside. Now." And I'll leave the rest till next week.
All right, so that'll be coming next week.
Did anyone send you any t-shirts this week?
No, that's all right, though. Everybody's kind of going back. They've got to tighten the belt a little bit.
Well, everybody's been very, very generous and sent you a lot of wonderful surprise t-shirts thus far. So, if anyone out there in Internet land would like to contribute to the Don Bear's t-shirt Instagram blah, 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 please send 2XLs.
You don't have to. You don't have to say that.
2XLs, Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Thank you all, and now time for social media.
Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, the best way to get in touch with you, Mary Jane, would be to...
More importantly, when the Comedy Store is open, not during the quarantine pandemic, every single Monday night at 10 p.m. is the Ding Dong Show upstairs in the Belly Room at the world-famous Comedy Store. But if you can't meet us in person because the Comedy Store is closed due to the coronavirus epidemic, you can see us live stream on YouTube every single Monday at 10:30 p.m. YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show. Also on Facebook, please join the Big Three Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club. On Reddit, SDTPN, and I think that's it. Here you go.
Mary Jane. Now, normally, right at this point, I would say, but what about you? What if somebody wanted to get in touch with you? But what did you do? You've already snuck in your social media during the Perry and Mole segment.
So did you. So I guess it's time to say. Yes, you did. What about you, Don?
No, you can still give your social media. People would be upset if I took away your social media.
Oh, well, we cannot end the show until we do my top 10 list, Don.
Okay, Mary Jane, your top 10 list. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're not. A show like this, it's like a locomotive. Once you get it going, But you need everybody on board at the very beginning. If that makes sense. If you know anything about trains, you know what I meant.
Okay, then it's time to say goodbye.
No, I'm the one that says that.
Why are you still talking? The show has officially ended.
What about my social media? Simply Don One on Twitter. Don Barris on Facebook. Simply Don One, that's the number one, is what I also use for my Barriscope and my Instagram. But now it's time to say goodbye.